Hello and welcome to episode 258 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Find us online at dailybrainwave.com and contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. We have a listener theme week coming up soon, so send in any topic you want to that Sean at dailybrainwave.com email address for a chance to be included on the show. Speaking of shows, today we celebrate one of show business's favored sons. On this day, October 15th, in 1964, the Broadway world lost the great when Cole Porter died of kidney failure. He was buried in the town he was born in, Peru, Indiana, which, incidentally, is pretty close to Mexico, Indiana, but kind of far from Brazil, Indiana. Porter had a pretty good start in life when it began in 1891. His parents were rich, his education took place at exclusive private schools, and he went to college at both Yale and Harvard. How about that? Before long, Porter made it to Paris. No, not Paris, Indiana, or Paris, Texas, but Paris, France. It took a few years for his career to take off, but by 1934, with the premiere of his musical Anything Goes, Porter had set himself apart as a legend of the music theater. Porter's life is a perfect example of how it doesn't really matter who exactly you are. No matter what wrinkles life throws at you, no matter how society may marginalize you, if you have talent, ultimately, that talent is what matters. Now, Porter had two pretty major setbacks in his life. One was that in 1937, he lost the use of both of his legs in an accident. America in the 1930s was pretty unforgiving of individuals with disabilities. Discrimination was rampant, and it was tough for people with disabilities, ranging from blindness to paralysis, to even get a job. Porter was petrified of losing social standing because of his new disability, so he did what he could to hide his paraplegia. He felt ashamed for something that was really outside his control, because such disabilities were indeed looked down on by America at large. This shame would eventually push Porter out of the Broadway scene altogether, but not for a long time. Don't want to jump too far ahead yet. The other real problem that Porter had was his marriage. It's not that it was a loveless marriage. He met Linda Thomas in 1980, and the two became fast companions, marrying just a year later. Now, the problem with his marriage is that Cole Porter was gay. He was certainly out to his wife, and because of that, it's safe to assume that the marriage between Linda and Cole was simply a marriage of convenience for both of them. She was able to attach herself to an up-and-coming theater genius, while he was able to shield himself from a public that would turn on him in an instant if his sexuality was exposed. Again, Porter was so fearful of how people would react that he not only hid it, but he went out of his way to present an opposite image. In the end, though, like I said, people appreciated his talent more than anything. A society that would have marginalized him instead held them up, even though they weren't necessarily aware of the skeletons hiding in his closet. His most famous work, Kiss Me, Kate, won a handful of Tony Awards and ran for over 1,000 shows in its original run, making it one of the longest-running Broadway shows of all time. Thanks for tuning in to episode 258 of the Daily Brainwave. Email the show with comments and suggestions, and most importantly, your ideas for topics for the upcoming listener theme week at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Check out our website, dailybrainwave.com, where you can find sources and links for further reading about today's topic. And make sure you tune in tomorrow when we head to China to meet one of the most powerful women in the history of the world.